AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is looking ahead to the Trump administration.
I look forward to working with Secretary-designate Hegseth, Secretary-designate Rubio, and President Trump to move this country in a better direction.
A police report in California reveals assault allegations against Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's pick to be defense secretary. A woman told investigators she was sexually assaulted in 2017 by Hegseth after he took her phone, blocked the door to a hotel room, and refused to let her leave. At the time, Hegseth said he did nothing wrong and the encounter was consensual. The International Criminal Court, the world's top war crimes court, issued arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're accused of crimes against humanity in connection with the war that started last year. Ron Ackerman lives in Tel Aviv. He's not surprised.
This ICC is purely anti-Semitic, and it doesn't see what's going on around Israel. Only they look about Israel, what happens in Israel, and how can they do wrong and negative things to Israel. And I don't take it seriously.
Israel is accused of using food as a weapon in its campaign against Hamas in Gaza, a charge Israeli officials deny. Palestinian health officials say the death toll in Gaza from the war has surpassed 44,000. Flash flooding and rock slides are possible in Northern California. It's the strongest atmospheric river, a large plume of moisture flowing onshore that California and the Pacific Northwest had seen this season. Christian Oliva lives in Santa Rosa.
I'm getting sandbags to stop the water from going in the house.
How bad does it get?
It gets pretty bad.
The system is blamed for at least two deaths in the Pacific Northwest. Home sales rose last month, the first annual gain in more than 3 years. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting mostly higher on Wall Street after more big companies turn in their latest profit reports. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 58 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. BJ's Wholesale Club and Deer both rose almost 6% after turning in better-than-expected results. NVIDIA also beat profit forecasts, but the AI chip company's stock turned 3.5% lower after making huge gains so far this year. Google's parent company, Alphabet, sank 5.8%. U.S. regulators have asked a judge to force the company to sell its Chrome browser following a ruling that branded the company as a monopolist. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bitcoin topped $98,000 for the first time, extending a streak of almost daily all-time highs since the presidential election. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.